This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal says current government ministers do not have liberty to support or favour any political party. Election Commission makes arrangement for political parties to obtain details of voters across the country. And huge anti-government protest rocked Tehran and other Iranian cities. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal has asserted that ministers of the current government do not have liberty to support or favour any political party. Addressing the Bagmati province-level security workshop jointly organised by the Ministry of Home Affairs and the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Law of Bagmati province, Minister Ariyal noted that the present government's mandate is to hold elections in the stipulated date. He urged all concerned parties not to harbour any doubt on holding the election in the slated date, highlighting that the Zen Z movement was waste for establishing good governance. Minister Ariyal said the government is committed to maintaining good governance and transparency. He warned that failing to hold elections in the designated date could lead to the country to a crisis. Hence, he requested all political parties to encourage and boost up the government's morale for the elections. During the event, Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Indra Bahadur Bania, cautioned that activities of ministers in the government could potentially disrupt the election environment. The Election Commission has made an arrangement for political parties to obtain details of voters across the country by paying a certain charge. According to the House of Representatives Members Elections Directive prepared by the Election Commission, the political parties can access the list of voters across the country by paying 10,000 rupees. The Commission will provide the details electronically except for the voter's date of birth, citizenship number and mobile phone number. Nepal and the United States of America have signed a cultural property agreement aimed at preventing the illicit trafficking of cultural artifacts and protecting Nepal's rich heritage. The agreement was signed by U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dinar Thompson, and the Ministry and the Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Dr. Suresh Surasrestha, in Kathmandu yesterday. Under the agreement, the United States will restrict the import of certain archaeological and ethnological materials from Nepal unless accompanied by a valid export certification issued by the government of Nepal. Secretary for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Mukunda Prasad Nirola said the agreement reflects the strong Nepal-US partnership in protecting cultural heritage and curbing illegal trafficking of artifacts.
This MOU provides an enhanced legal and institutional framework for continued collaboration between Nepalese and U.S. authorities, museums, academic institutions, law enforcement agencies, and cultural organizations. It will contribute to improve information sharing, preventing measures, capacity building, and public awareness to ensure that cultural property is protected for present and future generations.
The agreement covers archaeological materials dating from the Paleolithic period to 1770 CE and the ethnological materials from the 13th century to 1950 CE, including religious and ceremonial objects, architectural elements and manuscripts. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dinar Thompson, said the agreement demonstrates United States' respect for Nepal's cultural heritage and strengthens bilateral cooperation to prevent illicit trafficking while supporting lawful cultural exchange.
It's a real honor to be here this afternoon to sign this historic cultural property agreement between the United States of America and the government of Nepal. This agreement marks a historic milestone in our bilateral relationship, and it reflects our shared commitment to protecting Nepal's extraordinary cultural heritage for future generations. The United States is firmly committed to safeguarding cultural heritage from looting, pillaging, and illicit trafficking. And that commitment is implemented through U.S. law under the 1983 Convention on Cultural Property Implementation Act, which enables the United States to enter into bilateral cultural property agreements with trusted partners. With today's signing, Nepal joins 30 other countries worldwide that have such agreements with the United States.
Officials say the agreement will help deter looting, protect sacred and historic objects, and ensure Nepal's cultural treasures are preserved for future generations. Veteran broadcaster Harish Chand, popularly known as Michael Chand, has passed away this morning at the age of 77. A respected figure in broadcasting and cultural exchange, he devoted several decades to Radio Nepal, where he served as senior English news editor, newscaster, program producer, and radio jockey. He was closely associated with English language broadcasting at Radio Nepal from the early 1970s until the early 2000s. Chand also worked with the German Cultural Center, Gotha Chetrum, Kathmandu, where he taught the German language and later served as its director. He also contributed as a translator and interpreter for the German embassy in Kathmandu. Chand was known for his professionalism and his role in promoting English broadcasting and strengthening cultural ties between Nepal and Germany. Chand was suffering from cancer. He is survived by his wife, veteran actress Bhuvan Chand, and three daughters who reside in the United States. Chand's funeral rites will be held on Sunday. Radio Nepal extends heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family, relatives, and colleagues of late Chand. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Anti-government protests in Iran have intensified, with large crowds marching in Tehran and other cities in what is described as the biggest show of opposition in years. According to the BBC, peaceful demonstrations were reported in Tehran and Mashhad on Thursday evening. Footage verified by BBC showed large gatherings, while a monitoring group later reported a nationwide internet blackout. Protesters called for the overthrow of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and expressed support for Reza Pahlavi, the exiled son of Iran's late Shah. The unrest has continued for 12 days, sparked by anger over the collapse of the Iranian currency. Human rights groups say protests have spread to more than 100 cities nationwide. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency reported that at least 34 protesters and 8 security personnel have been killed, while Iran human rights put the death toll at 45 protesters. Iranian state media downplayed the scale of the protest. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said Greenland is critical to the defense of the United States and the wider world against potential Russian or Chinese missile threats, accusing Europe and Denmark of failing to adequately secure the region. Speaking to Fox News, Vance said Greenland's defense had been underfunded and that Denmark had not seriously engaged with President Donald Trump's position on the issue. The White House said U.S. officials are actively discussing a possible offer to buy Greenland, which is a semi-autonomous Danish territory. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, cold wave coupled by fog and mist will persist until mid-afternoon in most parts of the Tarai Madhes region. The weather will be partly cloudy in Kosi province, Madhes province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, while it will remain mainly fair over remaining hilly and mountainous areas. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal says current government ministers do not have liberty to support or favour any political parties. Election Commission makes arrangement for political parties to obtain details of voters across the country. And huge anti-government protests rock Tehran and other Iranian cities. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.